And now to the West Bank, where a Palestinian rock band has a big hit with a tribute to Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, it seems like everyone in the Palestinian territories is singing it.
At a graduation ceremony for Al-Quds University, the women parade into the hall in downtown Ramallah with mortar boards perched perilously on top of their traditional Islamic headscarves. A few women wear the full burqa with only their eyes uncovered. Each carries a Quran. As at any graduation ceremony, there are speeches, and here also chanting from the Quran. Then the entertainment begins. Five young men dressed in black pants and shirts take the stage. The music is loud, really loud, with a fast beat and a throbbing bass. The band is called Firqat al-Shamal, or Band of the North. "We are victorious with the help of God," the men sing, referring to Hezbollah. Their most famous song, Ya Sakhar Lubnan, compares Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah to a hawk.
"I hail thee, the hawk of Lebanon. Here are the Hezbollah men that are bringing victory with the help of God."
The song also praises the recent Katyusha rocket attacks on Israel that left dozens of Israeli civilians dead.
"Your rockets in Israel, all generations are talking about, and the Katyushas in Israel have scared one and all."
Four of the five singers in Firqat al-Shamal are brothers. Nuruddin Abu Hayja says they wrote the song about a week after the war between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas began. He says Nasrallah has become an important symbol for Palestinians.
"The main reason that made everybody like it is because for the longest of times, the Arabs have been defeated. The Arabs are oppressed. Their morale is low. That was the first time that somebody like Nasrallah came and lifted their morale. So they responded to the event with their whole heart."
The song has taken the West Bank by storm. It seems like every car radio is playing it. Ala Deen, the lead singer of the band, says he thinks a million copies have been sold.
"We were told that in every household there are five tapes, the daughters and the sons and the mother and the father. Everybody buys a tape. In every party, we are asked by the crowd to sing it six and seven times."
Unfortunately for them, most of the copies are pirated, so it hasn't brought them much money. But it has gotten them gigs. Aladdin says they can't keep up with the demand. It's heady stuff for the brothers in their 20s who grew up poor in a small village near the West Bank town of Jenin. Their father was a poet and composer who often sang at weddings. Nuruddin says the public's reaction to their song about Hezbollah took them by surprise.
"I did not expect such fame. We in the West Bank, the singers, need an opportunity like this one. Nobody in this country is taking care of us as young artists, as young singers. So we needed this opportunity."
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.